This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
We are actually sitting at number one in SADC country in regards to GBV prevalence. And of course, GBV has long been recognized as a widespread human rights violation in all countries, yet it still remains a stigma. So as SheHive, what we are witnessing is that on top of everything, our law enforcement officers still lack capacity to combat GBV. The reason I'm saying this is that you'd find that we deal with like GBV, like I'm saying, you go and someone reports GBV and it is treated as a light matter. So if we still have those kind of incidences happening, we still have a long way to go. Also, patriarchal system in Lesotho is one of the, what we are witnessing as a contributor to scourging rates of GBV. In Lesotho, women are oppressed and they can even raise their issues about GBV because the society says a woman should be submissive. We still are in those times in Lesotho. So that is one of the what we are witnessing. Also, there's lack of accountability on the part of men and the societal minority status of women. And there's a lot of economic dependency on women to men. It is one of the factors that we are witnessing as an NGO.
Now, as SheHive Association, what are some of the challenges that you face as an organization in helping people or in helping end GBV in your country?
Above all, our legal system delays processes of either cases of GBV or anything that is, I think GBV is still not a priority, even though we are sitting at number one in SADC. There's lack of government commitment to ending violence against women and girls. We're talking in terms of even budget allocations. There isn't a budget allocation for fighting GBV. And then on top of it all, I mean, COVID just came and widened these cracks that we already had of service provision, and all the fundings or investment was prioritized to COVID. And that just came and widened the cracks. We have fragmented safeguarding and response mechanisms. And these are, to mention a few, but these are the highlights in our organization of what the challenges that we faced with.
Now,
thank you very much.
Now, with regards to Lesotho's government and their reaction to GBV, you've mentioned the legal system having delays in cases and just a lack of commitment from government. Now, the COVID pandemic, I think most countries now are generally be able to deal with the pandemic with a lot of people being vaccinated. How does government now say it is going to deal with the prevalence of GBV going forward?
As I said, unfortunately, there is still no lack of commitment in that regard. But yes, we have NGOs or civil society organizations, international NGOs that are coming in to help facilitate or help the government in that regard. Yes, we do have the Ministry of Gender that tries, they just recently formed a gender prevention unit, which mandate is actually going to try to work towards supporting CSOs in their work in trying to combat GBV. So I think that's the government commitment that I can now say we now have, the GBV prevention unit by the Ministry of Gender, Youth, Sports and Recreation in Lesotho.
Now, what sense are you getting at the forum underway in Cape Town on eliminating violence against women and girls?
Okay, I'm realizing that it is not just NGOs like SheHive, but in Africa, everyone is probably just tired of GBV this, GBV that, and everyone just wants to have a stronger or a very impactful movement, women's movement, that will accelerate the progress towards ending violence against women and girls. So that is what I'm getting here, that everyone is saying, look, guys, we have been talking, we have been doing, but actually, so what? What, where to from here? And that is what I feel everyone's here is actually just wants to do something that will have impact rather than just being part of the stats that have been, captured.
And what are your expectations of this meeting?
Okay, so my expectation here, I just learned that one of the pillars of this initiative that I'm attending now is actually gathering quality and reliable data and supporting women movements. So my expectation is that when I leave here, I will learn of possible ways of actually closing up these cracks that I just mentioned that were widened by all the COVID and climate crisis that we now are experiencing, also learning of ways of data collection or reliable data, because it's one of the incapacity that Lesotho as a country has. So I'm here to just learn from other countries what they are doing the right, then maybe I can go back and try to implement in my country.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.